Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
Great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That song is Nexus, one of my favorites from the Innocent Age album. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our new friend, David Clayman. David is a financial planner, a wealth advisor at 12 Points Wealth Management. David, give us a website, please.
It's www.twelvepointswealth.com.
All right, so check that out. And David, one of the things we were talking about in the previous segment is how tough it is to be a business owner and some of the things. And you were telling us, you know, you were reminding us that we need to get advice on all the areas of running a business. But one of the things I really would like for you to talk to us about this segment is how to find a way to incrementally, and this is how it's going to have to be, David. You're going to have to just one penny at a time set up a structure so that you can start putting money into another parallel universe, a financial parallel universe to your business. Because how many times, David, have you heard people say, "Oh, I'm going to keep investing in my business. It'll pay for me. It'll, you know, I'll sell it when I'm 65, and somebody will give me a lot of money for it." Blah blah blah. Well, sometimes that happens, but most of the time it doesn't happen that way. And so you gotta prepare for that, don't you?
You really do. As we talked about, too often the business owner spends all of his time in the business. Actually, was having dinner with one of our clients last night. Talked about the fact he used to spend 20 hours a day at work building his business. He's extremely successful.
I've done it.
He missed his kids' lives. And so now, unfortunately, he's our client now, thankfully, but we weren't there in his 30s. He's doing his planning a little bit late. So I would say get that advisor in place to do a plan for you, even if you don't have a lot of money. You know, I know that some firms have minimums that you have to have to invest. There are plenty of firms that do not.
But see, the thing to me, David, the key is not the money; it's the discipline. And even more than the discipline, it's the practice and the structure. In other words, if you just come up with another and folks, I didn't do this as like I should have. I'm being honest with you here. I should have done this better myself, because I was one of those people, David, who just kept paying my business. It'll take care of me, and it has to a degree. But my point is I wish I'd done a better job of this. I wish I'd taken my own advice. But what I'm saying is, get something started on the side, even if it's just a dollar today,
mm-hmm.
or two.
And that's where the advisor comes in. I meant it in terms of getting a plan. And it is that discipline, and that's exactly what it is. As long as everything is done within the context of a plan, and your plan should be a living, breathing document, you're going to have ups and downs, cycles in your business. You still need to be taking care of yourself, because when the time comes, that down cycle in your business, that unoptimal time to sell, could come when you want to retire. God forbid something happens to you. If you're not at the optimal time to sell, is your business going to take care of you? Maybe not. And you need to plan for that, because I'll tell you, just like that business owner I was telling you about with 20 hours a day at work, most business owners, 95% of them, are, excuse the term, but neglecting their family life for their business life. And they owe it to themselves and their family that pays off. One way to pay that off is to plan ahead and make sure you're going to be taken care of.
And there are a couple of things. A couple of ways to do this is, one, take advantage of the tax advantage programs, which when you put that money in there, you don't want to touch it because you have a penalty coming out. But then you could have a separate fund that could just be a savings account that would be liquid, would not be tax advantaged, but it would be liquid over there for yourself. That if your company did get into a bind, you could actually use that money.
You know, Jim, it's one of the amazing things to me. When I was growing up, there were certain rules that you learned in finance, and it was you should have a year's worth of bills, money stashed away in a slush fund. Now bills are so high and people are so leveraged that most people can't do that. So let's at least get 6 months put away so that if, God forbid, something happens, we're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Second rule, and it leads to that, was, you know, you used to say, okay, mortgages would be approved at 28% of whatever your gross pay was.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going 40-45. This is why people can't do that. So
it's more
important than ever to have that slush fund set away and just know that your family's going to be okay.
And then there's one other thing that might seem a little strange for me to bring up in the context of what we've been talking about. But, David, I say this over and over again. If you have any possible way to own the real estate where your business is operating yourself and pay yourself rent, your business pay you rent, that's a great, in my opinion, that's one of the great financial planning tools. What do you think, David?
It's an outstanding opportunity, absolutely. It also secures your business. It's a great financial planning tool for you, but you don't want to be in the position where your landlord comes along and says, oh, well, we're going to go up to this level, or you're out of business.
And that is one piece of advice I took for myself. I'm in my building, my office, and my studio, and all is I've owned it for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I did take that advice. Hey, David, give us the website again, please.
Sure, www.12pointswealth.com.
12pointswealth.com. Hey, David, come back again. We got more to teach us.
I'd love to, Jim. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time, David Clayman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.